everybody. It's Sharks time. I'm Chris Jackson here with the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks.
Dan Rusinowski is my guest, and I know they had the four-game losing streak. Then they got through that, and, you know, they've been doing better since.
Well, yeah, that's right. And you know what? I always predicted it. You know, you look at Pete DeBoer's track record as a coach, and usually, especially when you get some big pieces like Erik Karlsson coming to the team and kind of changing the dynamic of the way things work day to day, it takes till about, I'd say, December the 15th. So we're right around the cusp of things starting to click, and I think we're starting to see it with the guys on the ice. They played pretty well lately. I think that Martin Jones has picked it up in the nets, and it's an exciting prospect now for the second half of the season as we get close to it.
So which team is going to be the big bugaboo this year for the Sharks to have to get past?
Well, let's put it this way. Let's assume that everything goes perfectly well and the Sharks are in there in the playoffs and are in the first round. Whoever they play in the first round is going to be a major pain in the neck. That's how close it is around here in the league. There aren't too many bad teams. In fact, there aren't any, really. And so I think that first-round opponent, whoever it may be, whether they're on the road or at home, will provide a tremendous challenge. But to be more specific with what you're talking about, I think that the best team in the West right now is probably Nashville. Calgary, you know, as we get close to the first half of the season, has been at the top of the standings. I don't know if they're going to sustain that over 82 games, but Nashville can definitely do that. Winnipeg can definitely do that. I think those are two great teams that are opponents in the West. And then the usual suspects, you know, whoever the Sharks have to go against in the Pacific Division, Vegas or Edmonton or a team like that would give them a lot of trouble. So that's in the West. In the East, you got the defending Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. Then you got Boston, and of course you've got Toronto with Patrick Marleau doing a great job over there. So those are three teams that you definitely have to contend with in the eastern side of the seaboard.
Is there any team that says, when they're asked that question, and they say, ah, the San Jose Sharks, man. We always have a tough time with them.
Well, I would hope both teams in L.A., don't you think?
Oh, yes, yes.
I'd be for that. And actually, that is sort of a history between these three teams. They always have a lot of trouble with each other. But, you know, the Sharks beat Nashville twice this year. They played them already twice, and they've beaten them twice, once there and once here in San Jose. So I think that you'd probably have that team. It's a favorite to go to the Stanley Cup Final and maybe win it. Have that team on the list of teams that have trouble with the Sharks.
As we close with Dan Rusinowski, the radio voice of the Sharks, I wanted to say I think it's really cool what you and the Sharks did for the Northern California fire victims.
Well, it really is a privilege to be able to help wherever we can. And, of course, a couple of years ago when we had the situation up in Sonoma, the Sharks Alumni Foundation went up there, had a charity game, and raised a whole bunch of cash to help the people out there. So we wanted to continue that this year, and we've had a variety of activities to raise funds. And, of course, as you know, Chris, beyond 98.5 KFOX, we've got a Sharks radio network that extends up into Northern California. And there are a number of radio stations there that were really affected. In fact, one of them lost their transmitter for a while in one of the big fires. So that's the kind of thing that goes on. We want to make sure that we're taking care of all of our people in Northern California, reminding them that the hockey team is there to help and that we're there to serve our community as well as provide great entertainment. So that's really important for us, and it's something that I think the guys are really proud to be a part of as well.
He's the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski. Thanks, Dan.
All right, Chris. See you soon.
And remember, you can hear all the Sharks games and all the action here on 98.5 KFOX. Go Sharks!